I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly approved resolutions on Wednesday demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and backing the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees that Israel has moved to ban. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Israel and the U.S. were in a tiny minority voting against the resolutions. Meanwhile, Israel's U.N. ambassador, Danny Dannon, says peace talks and hostage negotiations continue.
We made it very clear there will be a linkage between a ceasefire and the release of hostages. And that's what we are talking about now. I'm not sure it will be in one stage.
Dannon says they hope it will be in one stage, but could be similar to past deals. Either way,
we hope we're going to have some news before the holiday of Hanukkah and Christmas.
I'm Julie Walker.
Russia said on Wednesday it had detained an Uzbek man who had confessed to planting and detonating a bomb that killed a top general, Igor Kirillov, in Moscow on the instructions of Ukraine's SBU security service. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A video of his confession was published by the Baza news outlet, which is known to have sources in Russian law enforcement circles. It was not clear what conditions he was speaking under. Kirillov, Russia's chief of nuclear, biological and chemical protection troops, was killed outside his apartment building on Tuesday, along with his assistant, when a bomb hidden in an electric scooter went off. Ukraine's SBU intelligence service took responsibility for the killing. Kirillov is the most senior Russian military officer to be assassinated in Russia by Ukraine. Ukraine accused him of being responsible for the use of chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, something Moscow denies.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials say China is expanding its nuclear force, has increased military pressure against Taiwan, and has strengthened its ties with Russia over the past year. The report provides the annual U.S. assessment of China's military power as required by Congress. It says China had more than 600 operational nuclear warheads as of May, and the U.S. expects it will have more than 1,000 by 2030. The Pentagon report released on Wednesday also says the recent rash of corruption allegations within China's powerful Central Military Commission is hurting Beijing's military growth and could slow its modernization campaign. The report comes as U.S. President Joe Biden's administration works to maintain a balance with China. The U.S. has been building up military forces in Asia while encouraging increased communications between the two countries at the diplomatic and military levels. The U.S. Supreme Court announced on Wednesday it will hear arguments over the ban on TikTok. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Justices will look into the constitutionality of the federal law banning TikTok in the United States if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. The law enacted in April set a January 19th deadline for TikTok to be sold or else face a ban in the United States. The popular social media platform has more than 170 million users in the country. Lawyers for the company and China-based ByteDance asked the justices to step in. The High Court will also hear arguments from content creators who rely on the platform for income and some TikTok users. But it isn't clear how quickly the High Court will come to a decision. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
A warning for President-elect Trump from Ontario, Canada's premier. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Doug Ford says Donald Trump's plan to put 25% tariffs on all Canadian products would be a disaster. Trump has threatened to impose those tariffs if Canada and Mexico don't limit the flow of migrants and fentanyl at the borders. Far fewer of each cross into the U.S. from Canada than from Mexico. Premier Doug Ford says, "We want to sit down and explain to Trump and inform him that we aren't the enemy." Donald Trump responded by trolling Canada, posting on Truth Social, "Many Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state. They would save massively on taxes and military protection. I think it's a great idea," he said. I'm Rita Foley.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.